Beautiful people, episode 143. All those numbers were wrong. Of the Ignite Your Purpose show, where we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle, a mix of mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge, the mind, body, soul trifecta. Simply put, negative to positive every day. And John and I today are going to speak about the comeback king, Mr. Tiger Woods, who, man, oh man, John sent me a, what would you call it, a blog?
It was an article from a newspaper called the Daily Mail, written by a guy called Piers Morgan, who I like to read his work. No matter the subject, he writes really good English. He writes good subjects. He balances, you know, the conversation, and I like the way he writes. So anyway, Max.
So John sent it to me, said, "Hey, this is a really good read." I had seen online a few hours before the hordes of people that were following Tiger's movement and whatnot. This particular article actually brought me to tears, if you can believe it, when he quoted Rocky, my man, my peeps. And so then I went online because he was talking about some videos that were already out about people who had been basically calling him done, over, finished. It was all, you know, what it was. And then they come back and it showed this progression on these video clips. Truly, truly a cool story. If anybody, I'm not into golf, but who doesn't know who Tiger Woods is? Who doesn't know all the drama that's followed him? And the reason John and I want to talk about this is because the emotions that are extracted from us when we read that article or when we see something like that. And that's simply because of this. We all are that underdog, whether it's Rocky Balboa, whether it's Tiger Woods, whether it's you insert the person who's done it, come from nothing or come from all, you know, underdog odds to make it. And I think it relates so well with each and every one of us because we're in both those positions. We are the ones who say, damn, I wish I could do it. And then there's some of us that also, you know, poo-poo on people. So we know both sides of it, John. And what I kind of want to get into today is, you know, he kind of bashed millennials in that thing, which is the one piece I wouldn't agree with because I don't think it matters how old you are. I think so many of us are just spectators that feel and know we could be that, you know, insert who it would be, but it's just hard work. So a lot of us feel that joy when we see that character make it, but so many of us don't put in that work to make it. So we're emotionally involved, but we don't physically get involved. What's your take on that, John?
So, my friend, when you're talking about millennials, is this the phrase snowflakes that's popping around and these millennials float through life and everything's done for them? I only learned what that was yesterday. So,
oh, really? Okay.
I am not a snowflake. I'm a crusty old snowflake, maybe. But I think the whole story for me, it is just, it's inspirational. It's the Rocky Balboa, the Andre Agassi, the Tiger Woods having, did you see the images of him? This guy who's overweight, completely off his face on drugs, or that's the images that I brought up from it. And what it must take to drag yourself up from those debts, and despite having the money and being able to afford therapy and clinics and rehab, it requires an absolute drive and a will from within to want to do it, because we can pay all of these people and we can read the books and we can watch the videos and we can listen to mentors and we can do all of these things. I'll just get the golden nugget from this person, or this person have the best advice, or I'll just one more book, one more mental podcast. But unless you choose and want to make that difference yourself, unless you choose to say, take that negative thought that comes in, and, you know, negative thought comes in, we turn it into words, that gives it energy, that creates a negative emotional enzyme within the body, and then that just is self-propelling on that negative train. But, you know, the opposite is, I can do it, I will do it, creating an affirmation, either I am a good person, I only see good today, I only will do good today, I will achieve this today, whatever it is, it's creating that kind of core of energy, if you like, that then feeds that self-belief system, and you can reprogram it, and you can retrain, and you can become something bigger than the environment in which you live. And you might have grown up in a little town where everybody's just grown up, gone to school and got a job and never left the village, and they always say, well, I'm never going to achieve anything, and I'm gonna do what my father did and my grandfather did. And if you're happy with that, that's great. But if you're saying, I really don't want to do it, it requires that self-belief. And I think Tiger must have dug deep to some levels of kind of self-reflection. I can't imagine. So I take my hat off to him there. And I just have this inkling now that he's going to go from number 1,600 or whatever it was in the world rankings, and he will fly. He'll be back up there. He's going to rocket back up to number one, because he'll remember how good he was, why he did it, his purpose, and his belief that he can be awesome. And he might be a wanker on the sides, but as far as the golfing world goes, I don't know if he's a wanker. I've just read it. But as far as the golfing world goes, I think that he will now trickle right back to the top and become one of the ranking players again. So Moss, what are you saying?
You know, it's an interesting thing. You and I both know he didn't need the money.
No.
So unless his ego wanted to do it, he could have faded out, right? He didn't need to take the ridicule. He didn't need to take all the trash talking, but he put himself back there, right? And that's something, I don't care if you're dead last or you're at the top of your game. We all share that, because if you're at the top of your game, you got to stay there. There's so many people hungry for what you have that there's pressure to stay there. And if you're at the bottom of your game, there's nothing but pressure. You know, it's not like Tiger's 18 years old either, right? Like he could have faded away into oblivion. He made his money. He had his career, but he was at the bottom and he wanted to rise back to the top. So we all have that, whether you're dead last or first, there's that pressure to elevate. And there's that saying that I always like to try and think about, memento mori. Okay, that's the, you know, if you're going to die tomorrow. And then there's also, from that I take, you know, do you want to live on your knees or do you want to die standing? You know what I mean? And that's what this life we're here with. If you're listening to the show, if you're able to, you know, have a podcast or a vlog or anything like that, we are the blessed ones. So let's make a change. If you wake up every day and you're hating your life, it is possible to make a change. It's that simple. We have these tools at our hands, at our beck and call.
Yeah.
It's just the want to do it.
And Max, there's a perfect example of this. Everyone, oh, well, I'm not going to be the world golfing champion, and I'm not going to be the best footballer, I'm not going to be the best runner, or I'm not going to be the best accountant. But it's whatever your best is, that's better than where you are, that's greater than where you are. And I bumped into to a friend yesterday who watches the show, and he said, and this isn't, you know, building our egos, but it's quite incredible to hear these words. He said, John, after listening to your podcast, I've signed up for a 2-year course in whatever qualification it is that I've been putting off for 5 or 6 years.
Boom.
You kind of motivated, inspired me to make that change so that I have choices later. You said, I love my job now, but it will give me choices later in my life. And, you know, I'll take that compliment. Thank you very much. And
amen.
But it just goes to show, you don't have to be the best of whatever. You just have to aspire to be better today than yesterday, better tomorrow than today. And you just keep doing it. And when you fall over, you get knocked down, stop, reflect, and then move forward. And don't sit in don't wallow in self-pity when every day is not better than today, because every day won't be better. And Max and I, we're on Max at the minute, not me. And Max and I, we are far from perfect. And I went out and did a job today, and it was great to see the old man at the chat, but I'm much happier being in front of this computer, chatting to my mate and sharing these stories and our kind of interpretations of our lives and other people's lives. And this is what I aspire to do each and every day. I'd like to be a YouTuber, whatever that means. So I'm going to put you over to Max. He'll say goodbye from me. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. It really does help when you you hit that bottom corner button, the little Ignite Your Purpose logo, and subscribe. Share it, thumbs up. Nobody thumbs up, nobody thumbs down either, but if it gives a thumbs up, sends a comment, just let us know where you're listening from, what you like about the show, what you'd like to see. It will get better each and every day as we work out the systems and the tech and buy better equipment. But ultimately, as long as we are here for you and each other, that's what is important for me. So Max, say goodbye to all the peeps.
Beautiful people, as always, we thank you. We know you could be anywhere in the world, you're right here with us, and we appreciate that. And on that note, this is our one life to live. I'm going to look right in the camera when I say this. What the hell is the point of giving up? Fight harder, man, because when you're 98 and you're taking that last breath, there could be a whole lot of regret right there. So let's not have any regret, people. Have a beautiful day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. Ciao.